Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know what stopped. I had nothing to do with that, Father. I'm just sitting here looking and listening. Black folks in the other folks, I'm reading the things that you should hear and understand. And when I say other folks, I'm talking about those white preachers, some of them that have programs. There's one preacher that I watch most of the time, and he has yet to say or read this part that I'm about to read unto you. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am come not to destroy, but to fulfill. So if anyone is telling you that you're not supposed to read the Ten Commandments, straight up, that's a L-I-E. I don't care who that person is. It's an insult to me when you are told that you're not supposed to read the Old Testament, or in the, this is in the New Testament, what I'm reading now, Matthew verse 5 and 17. It's in the New Testament. You are supposed to read the Bible. I want you to see to read the Bible, as well as those of you who are not sheep. I want you to read this Bible and understand it, and you might just come to your senses. I know that for I have been reading my Bible for the last 3 years, and I started back, I think it was in 2010 when I started at another radio station to do what my Father in heaven had told me to do. I was lazy. I thank God he is long-suffering. He waited on me. I thank him for that, because I could have been doing a lot of devilish things and my soul would have been lost, but I have not, and I don't plan to. And my Father might just not forgive me for some of the things that I may do, knowingly and unknowingly. Let's read verse 18. But verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one drop or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these laws, one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And where we want to go, children, or sheep, we want to get in the kingdom of heaven. I'm looking forward to what I dreamt. Jesus came and showed me. It's beautiful. It's something that I never had, and I want a nice house now. But the one that he showed me, it is gorgeous. It's just wonderful. Let me pick up at verse 19 where I left off. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And I want to be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But I do want to go to the place that he showed me. It was just wonderful. And I want to have it here on earth. But I think I probably will not. See, let's take a few moments to say a prayer to our Heavenly Father. And you can say your prayer too. Whatever you want to say to him, you say it to him. You can say it aloud or silently. And then as I say a prayer, and after I finish up, you finish up and just say amen to your prayer. I know you probably ask a lot know I will. Let's pray. And you can look up if you want to. I know I do most of the time. Sometimes I don't. Our Father, which art in heaven, I want to thank you for this beautiful, gorgeous day that you have provided us with. And I'm looking forward to this summer coming. And hopefully, I want you to help me read as much as I can, because I'm looking forward to seeing you return after 400 years. But yesterday, I know I probably shouldn't say what I heard, but I heard over the TV, this man said, we have been here 15, and that's how long he was saying. So that's past 400 years. But nonetheless, when the 400, I know I was taught in school that you brought us two slaves. It started in Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619, and I have not forgotten that. In fact, I found a book that tells us that we were brought here in 1619. I found it, but I lost it again. I hope no one has picked it up, because I allow my relatives to come into my house. I have nothing to share, but I have everything in here, nothing to hide. They may pick it up if they want. But nonetheless, Father, I want to thank you for all the things that you have done for us and the many more things that you would do for us who believe in you. Just like I spent about 2 hours trying to get my program to come on. It's just someone has messed with my computer. And I thank you, Father, that I am going to next week purchase a new, brand new computer. And I hope that no one messes with that, because everyone that comes into my home, they want to use it. I will probably allow them to use it, but maybe I won't, because I don't have money enough to fix up a computer again and again and again after someone has broken it. Father, I want to thank you for dying for us to show your love. What man? No man has done that, not on this earth, but you have. And I thank you for allowing me to, waking me up to come to you. I serve you, Father. I don't serve the devil. I don't know why he's constantly picks with me. I don't want to be around him or have a thought in him. And his name is Satan. He will try to send us to hell where he is located. I believe in you, God. I believe in you, Jesus, Yeshua. And I thank you for helping me get my computer back on so that I can do this program this night. Thank you, Father, for protecting us from natural disasters, as well as protecting us from chemical disasters. We bless you for opening up our eyes. I know it was until I didn't see things started just coming to me this past October. And I have told those who will listen to my program, I have told them whether they like it or not. And those who are sending those emails to me about, what do I want to say on my grave, on my tomb, just tell them I was a follower of you. I was a child of God. if you have to tell him anything, if I have to tell him anything, is that I believe in you. No matter what they send to me or say to me, I don't care. As long as I have you and I understand what is going on around us, and I try to children that you love and told me to feed your sheep. I thank you for telling me that. Thank you for saving me. All the harsh, hard things I've gone through, I thank you for that too. And I will forgive and forget. But some things I won't forgive and forget. I try my best to, but some things I don't. Father, thank you for allowing us to have good health and sane minds as well as prosperity. I thank you for restoring us to your kingdom and opening up our minds. As I said before, I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. His name is better known as Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. I say this prayer in Jesus' name. First, let me introduce myself before I go into the Bible. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening, everyone. And those of you who have not read, I think it was in Genesis, like maybe chapter 2 or 3, it tells you that this next day starts in the evening time. And this Sabbath, this Sunday in the morning time, that was the white man's way of telling the people. And he has told us wrong for many years. I am very disappointed in him. But you told us to read the Bible for ourselves. And I tell the children, your children, to read the Bible for themselves too. Even if they're not your children, I tell them to read the Bible. And some of them are educated. They can read the Bible and understand it. And maybe a week. But I thank you for allowing them to listen to my program. And I'm telling them, as you told me, I'm telling them to read the Bible. I'm not telling them what you told me to do, because you're the one that gives out assignments, and I am to follow what you tell me to do, as long as you don't tell me to do anything that will harm someone. I don't want to harm no one. I read from the book of James, the King James Version of the Bible, even though I think I read somewhere where you said the book. So I can say book 2. And Sabbath day observance starts on Friday evening around this time, saints, or sheep. And it ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you all have your 3 P's handy, and the 3 P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any references that I may mention or any scriptures that I may ask you to. You can write them down. I know that some of you are savvy. You have notebooks and I forget what else, tablets. The people are calling things these days. I am not electronic savvy, so I don't have those things. But you can, as long as you do what I ask you to do, and if I can remember. And now I also want your sheep to go to a church on the Sabbath day,
And I used to go to Burns Seventh-day Adventist Church right now. For the last maybe 3 years, I've just been home doing my radio program as much as I can. Sheep, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Read Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I'm supposed to read from the Bible so I can help them not go into hell. It's expanding itself because people don't have knowledge. They are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they reject your knowledge. And you say that you will reject them, that they will also be no priests to you, seeing that they have gotten your law. You will also forget their children. Also, I want them to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And shun from profane and vain babbling, for they I have felt, oh God, I really don't want to belch, but I keep belching. For they will increase to make you more ungodly. So you don't want to be ungodly. Now let me turn to my lesson. On the computer, it says I am to read lesson 21, but I am a little further past that. I'm in chapter 23, verse 19. That's where I left off last week. And this is very important. I want you to turn to Numbers chapter 23 and go down to verse 19. That's where I'll pick up and hopefully finish reading chapter 23 and then start on chapter 24 and finish that as well. Verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. You know, the Holy Spirit, Mary, our father, Jesus' father, mother, was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. So he's saying that this is true. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, he shall be not do it. Let me read that again. Verse 19. And God says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, I'm keep thinking that he's I'm listening to words. It does say, has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall not make it good? So whatever Jesus, our Father, Jesus said, and I think that Jesus is our brother in the Bible, and because I have received commandments to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it, so he can't change it. He cannot change your blessing. he has not beheld iniquity, and iniquity is sin in Jacob, neither has he seen perverse Israel. Perverse is like sinless, sinfulness in Israel. The Lord is his God, is with him, and he shout among them. Now, I need to read that verse 21 again. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverse. And perverseness is like sinfulness in Israel. But for those people that are over there now, I understood from one of my coworkers when I was working, and that was years ago, that the way I talk about Jesus, and I may shout or whatever in church when I was going, he told me that, but they don't worship him like I do. The Lord, his God, is within him. See, God is within us, and we are failing to know that. If I had not read in the Bible, I would not know that Jacob was a Hebrew, and the Hebrews are dark-skinned people. I remember a long time ago, I was looking at TBS a lot, and this guy, Nasser, came on and said that those people were black, and now they're coming back white. He was opposed to it, and I said to myself, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I was the one that didn't know. He knew because he lived over there. He lived by Iran. He lived by Iran. I don't know if he's alive now. I saw that. When, I think that was in the 60s or 70s when PBS showed that. And I'm glad they showed that. And I'm glad that I have started to read the Bible because I'm learning so much. God brought them out of Egypt. He has said, he has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. 23. Surely there is no enchantment. Enchantment is like sorcery and magic against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. Shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what has God wrought? And I'm thinking that is what is God means, what has God done? Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion. I don't know why I dreamt that I was sleeping with the lion. Am I what? And left, he shall not lie down until he eats up the prey and drink the blood of the slain. And Barak and Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Barak, let me read verse 26. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them. And Balak was a sorcerer, a person that dealt in magic. Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, told not I you, saying all that the Lord spake, that I shall do. And Balak said unto Balaam, come, I pray you, I will bring you unto another place, perhaps, or peradventure. Peradventure means perhaps. It will please God that thou mayest curse them this, that he wanted Balaam to curse them from them, from there. And Balak brought Balaam up into the top of Peor that looketh towards Jessamine. And that's spelled J-E-S-H-I-M-O-N. And Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And Balak did. And Balak did as Balaam had said, and offered a bull and a ram on every altar. Now that's the reading, in reading of chapter 23. Are you learning something about Balaam and Balak? You know, Balak sent for Balaam to come in this country and breath and curse the Israelites who were just passing through and had asked to pass through. Now, that's, I want you to see, to go back over it if you don't understand. Now, I will start reading to you from chapter 24 of Numbers. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to speak, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding. Well, that's like stained or tents had been set up, abiding in his tents according to their tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his parable and said, Balaam, son of Beor, B-E-O-R, has said, and the man whom eyes are open has said. He has said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel, as the valley are they spread forth, as the garden by the rivers besides, as the trees of Elan olive, which is Elan, that means light olives, which the Lord has planted, and the cedar trees beside the water. He shall pour the water out of his basket, his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, that's spelled A-G-A-G, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of as a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierced them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion and as great lion. And as great lion, who shall stir? Let me read verse 9 again. His couch, he shall lay down as a lion, and as a lion, as a great lion, he shall stir him up. Is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. After many years, I'm in the United States of America. In America, they have always given to those people over in Jerusalem, calling themselves the Jews. We are Jacob's tribe. His tribe is not white. And the only way you know that is to read this Bible. Read this book. You'll learn something. They have given monies to those people over in the land where I'm supposed to live. This country has done wrong and is doing wrong and has passed laws against your Bible. And I meant once to read where it tells the women they are not supposed to wear items that the men are. So the law that you're supposed to wear pants, they're going against you, Father. As well, as you said, thou shalt not kill, they pass a law that you can have an abortion. They're going against you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. Let me say that again. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. And he smote his hand. The smoke means to strike. He struck his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies. And behold, you has altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee you to your place. I brought to promote you unto great honor, but lo, the Lord has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, speak I not also to your messengers which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandments of the Lord. I do either good or bad of my own mind, but what the Lord has said, I will speak. And now, behold, I will go unto my people. Come, therefore, and I will advertise you what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the men whose eyes were open has said, which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty fallen into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob and a scepter of a wand shall rise out of Israel and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheath. That's spelled S-H-E-T-H. And Odom shall be a possession. Seir also, Seir is spelled S-E-I-R. Maybe it's pronounced Seir. Also shall be a possession for enemies. And Israel shall do vainly. And that means excellent. And Israel shall do shall be brave. Vainly means brave or excellent or before boldly. Verse 19, out of Jacob shall come that one hath dominion and shall destroy him that remaineth in the city. And he looked on Amalek. Amalek was the first of the nation, but his latter end shall be that he shall perish forever. And he looked on the Canaanites and took up this parable and said, strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Asher shall carry thee away captive. And he took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when God hath, when God doeth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, C-H-I-T-T-I-M, and shall afflict Asher, and shall afflict Eber, Eber is spelled E-B-E-R, and he shall punish, shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak, let me read that again, verse 25. That will be the end of chapter reading for chapter 24. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak, thank you so much for your protection, even in our sleep, as well as when I couldn't turn my phone or my computer onto this space. You helped me, and I thank you so much. In Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, I say, amen. Remember, sheep, I want you to read James chapter 4. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you on Tuesday. I have planned to come back to you on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. as well as on Fridays at 5 p.m. You all for listening. See, certainly we could have been doing something else, listening to someone else, but you chose to listen to me. I'm trying to tell you what to do before it's too late. And when it's too late, meaning that our Father,
Father,
I keep listening for you.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Love one another, that heaven might find Lift up our heart.